Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 9th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and Brooksine is right beside me today, her foot propped up on a chair. As I mentioned yesterday, Wednesday night she broke her ankle, her left ankle, but she was able to edit the message today and came downstairs with great effort to join me in making her podcast. Today's message is titled Foundational Honor. We have two scripture texts, both brief ones, from Proverbs 31, verse 28, and then the great commandment from Exodus 20, verse 12.
Her children arise and call her blessed. Honor your father and your mother.
Mother's Day will be celebrated here in the United States on Sunday. This is a day when our country acknowledges the sacrificial contributions mothers make in the lives of their children. The theme of honoring our mothers also resonates in the pulpits across our land on Sunday. I'm not aware if other countries have such a day designated, but wherever you live, today's message is pertinent. I hope each mother reading this will be honored by the expression of the daily verses. Her children rise up and call her blessed and honor her.
Stephen's mother was gloriously promoted to heaven in November 2005, and my mother went to be with the Lord in October 2002, so we both write from that perspective. Today, in this message, we want to rise up and call our mothers blessed.
The command to honor our father and mother is a timeless one. I believe it is applicable all through childhood, and of course a favorite memory verse for Esther during her childhood years, probably a lot of your children as well, was, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right."
Well, let me just butt in. I'm not sure it was her favorite memory verse, but it was ours that we quoted often.
I thought
for
of that
her.
When I read that, and I'm not sure what happened when we were preparing it. But the honor of our parents is applicable after we reached adulthood, and the attitude of this command still pertains, even though both our parents are now with the Lord.
Today, we urge each reader to rise up, call your mother blessed, and to express honor toward her in your words and in your actions. For most of our readers, this comes very naturally out of your gratitude for a loving and caring mother. But some of you do have great pain from your upbringing, and your relationship is far less than God's ideal. Perhaps even now there is an underlying heartache in your present relationship with your mother. But God's command to honor our father and mother has no exclusionary clause. I'm confident that He will give you the necessary grace to convey that honor, starting with the very fact that God breathed life into you as your mother brought you into this world.
If your parents are living, be sure to express your love and appreciation to them, and of course this weekend especially to your mother. That is something we both really miss doing, but are so glad we did so while they were alive. The honor of our parents serves as a foundational base for all human honor.
Let's pray together. Father, each spring as we see tiny, featherless fledglings pressed against their mothers in the hollow of their parents' nest, we're reminded of the human love children experience from their parents' safekeeping. We thank you for the love and care you extend to us through the preordained parents who've cared for us from birth to independence. Thank you for their model of love, sacrifice, duty, protection, and many other virtuous qualities needed to properly raise their families and to have influenced the way we raise our own children. We also pray for those whose relationship with their parent is a role reversal where they must act as the parent when their own parent behaves as a needy or even a defiant child. May your multiplied mercy sustain these caregivers in their ongoing difficult roles so that above all you are honored and they find deep peace even in the midst of the turmoil. Thank you, Father, for our human family, our spiritual family, and for our heavenly family that awaits our arrival on your appointed day. In the name of Christ Jesus, your Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, it is good to have Brooksine sitting beside me today. It's a little bit of an effort for her to get down, but she has an additional note that she'd like to share.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your thoughts, well wishes, and prayers for a speedy recovery from my broken ankle. And I read the message just this morning from yesterday, and Stephen didn't tell you that. As much as I love Roxy, and she's always with me, she was the culprit. She crossed right in front of me as I was walking along and stopped.
Roxy, by the way, is our dog.
Yes. I figured a lot of you know Roxy, but that's true. Roxy's our dog, and she felt really bad. The screaming made her know she did something wrong, but anyway, she's been by my side since then, anyway, this situation has certainly changed my independence to go and do as I normally would. I look out my bedroom window and see the garden down below and really can't do anything about it right now. Being in the bedroom at night seems quite normal. Spending the entire day recovering in the bed is another whole matter. Of course, these physical trials serve many purposes in our lives. And I'm reminded through our daily encouragement ministry that there are many who are bedridden month after month, year after year. We've heard from a number of our readers who endure my temporal physical lifestyle in a much more permanent way. And my heart is touched in a deeper sense when I feel in part some of the limitations and frustrations they deal with day after day after day. Well, Stephen is certainly being stretched as he is now preparing my meals. He brings me cereal, grapes, juice, bananas, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and that is about the extent of his culinary skills. But he does it in love, and thus far no complaints, so I'm very grateful for an attentive husband. And Esther has helped to fill the ice bags many times and doing her part as well. And again, I thank you for your concerns on my behalf.
Amen. Well, I think she's going to continue to get stronger. I'm glad she was able to come down with me today. We'll be taking her back upstairs in a few moments. Typically, after we make the podcast, then she'll spend another 20 minutes or so doing the final editing after I convert the regular text over to HTML. So that's part of our process, and it's much better when she does that. Well, we're grateful you've joined us today. I want to call your attention to this is the message we prepared for Friday, May 9th, 2008. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We have several photos up on the site today, including a photo taken yesterday, which I mentioned was our anniversary, with Brooksine, along with my brother and sister-in-law, who stopped in for a brief visit. She gave me her permission to take the photo, and her hair looks just fine.
I didn't give you my permission. I just let you put it up.
All right. You look good. Also have an outstanding photo today taken by our friend Doris High of a rose-breasted grosbeak. And my, she does take amazing photos. And there's some other information you may find interesting. Unfortunately, today I like songs related to the theme, and I think there's a real weakness in the church, and certainly what's been posted on the internet regarding songs for the family and specifically Mother's Day. I would have liked to have used a great hymn or recall singing called A Christian Home or Happy the Home Where God Is There. I could not find those on the internet. I do have a couple, including a freshly written hymn written by a man for his mother, placed to the tune of an older hymn that he does a good job with. But so there's not as much music as usual today. Well, have a blessed day. Oh, one more thing I want to point out. And I do this, I'll probably do this again Father's Day. I do it two or three times a year. Is I encourage our readers in my sphere of influence to prepare a written tribute for your parents. And I actually have several web pages already built that I just linked to today regarding the challenge to do that. And I can assure you, if you do that, you will not be sorry that you did so. It will be a blessing. Have a blessed day today, and this weekend, make sure you rise up and call your mother blessed and honor her.